Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. A lot to recap on this Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The always opinionated Chris Sims on loan from NBC Sports will stop by. Mike Tirico, Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Got a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. You can get in touch with us in a variety of ways. Email, tweet, dial us up. Say good morning to Peacock. They carry all 3 hours, including, is it Pie Palooza later today? Is that what we're calling this? I take a pie to the face. That's based off a bet 3 years ago with McLovin that Trevor Lawrence would not live up to the hype and go number one overall. McLovin was on the clock last night waiting to see where Justin Fields would be selected with pies attached to the end result. Yes, McLovin.
I felt like Aaron Rodgers in the green room just watching desperately waiting for the phone call.
So the end result, McLovin, is?
Three pies, because it was eight or higher. Seton had the pies, and nine or lower, I had the pies. And and somebody up there was gloating all night.
Oh, it was great. Just following that. Okay, some other bets. Paulie had an unbelievable bet. He said Mac Jones would not be taken in the first 10 picks, I believe. And we gave him that. Mac Jones went 15, and Paulie avoided a pie. Fritzy said Patrick Surtain would go to the Broncos, and that's who the Broncos got. I get no extra credit for telling you yesterday the Cowboys should go after Micah Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State. Even though that happened, I get no extra credit. I take a pie to the face later in the show. Seton avoided a pie today. Although you have two pies coming your way from a previous bet.
Which is not in my control.
It could happen as early as today.
As early as today?
Not all NFL drafts are worthy of a 30 for 30 documentary, but last night's first round certainly would qualify. Now, especially if you throw in the whole day. If you did a 30 for 30 on the day, you had Adam Schefter breathlessly telling you Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play for Green Bay. And Shefty did a great job in reporting yesterday. Then there was a report Tim Tebow worked out for the Jags as a tight end.
Come on.
With his former head coach, Urban Meyer. Then the draft starts. Quarterbacks were the story. Five QBs go in the top 15. We knew Trevor Lawrence. We knew Zach Wilson. We knew they'd go 1-2. And then the Niners surprised everybody, including everybody apparently in the organization, when they took Trey Lance number 3 overall. By the way, there's a lot of revisionist history with experts, quote, air quotes, I never bought that smoke screen with Mac Jones to the 49ers. If I said 24 hours ago, if I said at this point yesterday, you're going to put a week's pay on it, how many people were going to go, you know, I'm going to put it on Justin Fields, Trey Lance? You would have put it on Mac Jones. I would have. And I was the first to have the information that somebody within the Niners organization is the one who said, and I wasn't allowed to say who that person was. And I still can't say who it was, but I know there's one person in the war room with the Niners who was really pushing for Trey Lance. And I even told you, he was working out with Tom House and his group, you know, a quarterback whisperer, you know, John Beck, former BYU quarterback. They were working on his mechanics. He acknowledged that, yes, he was working with this group on his mechanics when he joined us yesterday. And they were monitoring his progress there. Whether it was a smokescreen, it was brilliantly played. I don't know why they had to have a smokescreen, because nobody else could go up higher to get Trey Lance. You gave up an awful lot to get Trey Lance. Now, did we come away from that interview impressed? Absolutely. Couldn't help but be impressed with Trey Lance. Personality-wise, I'm not the one making the pick. That's Kyle Shanahan. He's got to make this work. How does he make this work? Can Jimmy Garoppolo keep his job if he keeps winning? That's a good team. I mean, it's not like you're going to, you know, a bad team where you have a bridge quarterback. This is a really good team. And Trey Lance could be going into a situation very, very similar to Patrick Mahomes with Kansas City. You got an offensive-minded head coach. You got weapons. And maybe he sits for 1 year with Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe. But that's a long time away from football because he only played one game this past year. But it was fun. The Bears trading up to get Justin Fields at 11. Patriots got Mac Jones at 15. Best part was, you know, we had ambiance there. We had fans there in Cleveland. And instead of the commissioner making picks from his basement, he was front and center. An exciting night. And as these storylines develop, going to make for a good documentary down the road. Back to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, I thought when I first heard this was, oh, you guys embarrassed me on draft day last year taking my replacement. I'm going to embarrass you guys on draft day. I don't know who sent the text to Adam Schefter. I'm going to guess it didn't behoove or benefit the Packers to do this. So probably came from somebody close to somebody who knows somebody within Aaron Rodgers' camp. Does he want out? Come out and say, trade me. But things didn't get done. I don't know how many weeks ago it was when I told you a source said that he found it laughable that people think that Aaron Rodgers will be there after this next season. He said it won't happen. And I remember saying it on the show, and there was no response from anybody with this, which I found interesting. You know, how long has this been in the works? I found this out last night. The Rams, before making the trade for Matthew Stafford, knocked on the door with the Packers to say, is Rodgers available? The Niners reached out. They were curious. So it became this sort of not-so-secret that some of the teams were doing their due diligence, as you should, just to see. Imagine if the Niners gave up the number 3 pick and some other things for Aaron Rodgers last night. We would probably have the 49ers as the Super Bowl favorites right now. That's how good that team is. Rodgers there, they'd be the Super Bowl favorites. Were they proposing that? I mean, if I'm San Francisco, let's win now. Yes, I would have done that. The Rams got Matthew Stafford, but Sean McVay and Les Snead, from what I'm told, did inquire, but everybody was shut down quickly. But Aaron Rodgers, do you want to stay? Can you stay? And I think the public sentiment is on the side of Aaron Rodgers right now, because we, on the outside looking in, feel like the Packers failed Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if the sentiment changes, because it felt like Brett Favre wore out his welcome late in his career. And it felt like the Packers, you know, the fans were ready to move on. But you knew you had something in Aaron Rodgers. We didn't know we'd have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And if you're a Packers fan, you don't know what you have with Jordan Love. And that's the great mystery here. But if Aaron Rodgers wants out, where can you send him and what can you get in return? Is this repairable? It doesn't feel like it is. Does Aaron want a new contract? Should he get a new contract? I think the Packers were betting that Aaron Rodgers was starting to slide. He had thrown 25 touchdowns, 26 touchdowns in previous seasons, and then all of a sudden, he goes for 48 last year. He went from nowhere, sort of, to MVP. You'd have all these rankings of quarterbacks. All of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers, in one poll, wasn't even in the top 10. And I thought, how crazy is this? And then you decide, we got to get our quarterback, Jordan Love. So Rodgers had come on the show, and he said recently, a couple of weeks ago, he said, yeah, I'm sitting there just like you guys, and I'm watching this unfold. I was not told. You may not ask your quarterback for input on draft picks, but I think you do have to tell your quarterback, if you're taking a quarterback, just out of respect, you have to let him know, hey, we really love this kid, no pun intended, we're going to take him and we're going to develop him. You know, long-term future here, whatever it is. Now, you can tell him, right before you draft, I'm sure he's going to try to talk you out of it, but I think just the respect factor, I understand where Aaron Rodgers can be petty, and he can hold a grudge. He's done that a variety of times in a variety of ways, but I do think public sentiment is still on his side, although it would be strange for Packers fans to be on his side knowing that he may want out of there, and that hurts your franchise. Where does he go? When Denver didn't take a quarterback last night, I thought, that is very, very interesting. I don't know if there's a trade in play. John Elway brought in Peyton Manning. Little bit different scenario there. But would Denver be in the market for Aaron Rodgers? Of course they would. And that solves your quarterback problems, because John Elway is not drafted well. And all of a sudden you can take Aaron Rodgers, get him for a couple of years, and compete in the AFC West. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about. It was a great night. Really was. It was fun. And we do have T-shirts. I think they're available on the website. Are they already up, Seton O'Connor?
Yep.
We got a Trey Lance T-shirt. We got a Justin Fields T-shirt.
That one's in the works.
In the works. Yeah. Okay. All right. We had the people who do our T-shirts, like late last night, we're getting T-shirt, hey, what about this? And we're going, yeah, this is awesome. Like, in the moment, I loved it. So we'll have those up on danpatrick.com. All right, McLovin, what do you have for me?
Okay, so not for you necessarily, but what was the biggest surprise headline coming out of yesterday? Was it Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play for the Packers?
Yeah.
The 49ers take Trey Lance and not Mac Jones. The Bears trade up to 11 for Justin Fields. Or you got to throw it in there, Tim Tebow worked out with the Jags. What's the one that you really didn't see coming?
Well, I thought the Bears had QB1 and Andy Dalton. So I did say I thought Washington and I thought the Bears were two teams who could move up to take a quarterback. I give credit to the Bears that you went in on Justin Fields, because this is unlike Mitchell Trubisky. Nobody knew who Mitchell Trubisky was. Everybody in the Midwest knows who Justin Fields is, playing at Ohio State. So it's going over a lot better. You didn't give up as much as you did with Mitchell Trubisky. And it feels like maybe you got a steal here. I don't know about the Patriots with Mac Jones. I mean, I still don't know. I didn't know. I couldn't understand why they traded up and traded three first-round picks to move up to three to take Mac Jones. Because I said at the time, I said it yesterday, if he doesn't go at three, where's he going? And it felt like the only place he was going was going to be New England at 15. Yeah, McLovin.
But how can a team give up all those assets just to get a backup quarterback like the Bears? It makes no sense to me.
Wow. You're holding on to your loyalty for Andy Dalton.
They
I
might,
love it.
You know how it works, though. They'll probably give Andy Dalton 5 games.
Yeah.
Bridge quarterback. That's the trend now.
Yeah.
Denver, any chance that there's still a Rodgers trade? Is it
sure.
done?
I mean, but I don't know anything. I'm just looking around the NFL and going, okay, if Aaron Rodgers wants out, where does he want to go? Because if Green Bay has their quarterbacks, you're not trading Rodgers and then getting a quarterback. You know, people suggested Miami. Well, Green Bay doesn't want Tua if you got Jordan Love. So who are you trading with to get, and what assets will you get? What can you get for Aaron Rodgers? Now, Green Bay's front office said we're not trading him. Well, you may not have a choice here, because if Aaron Rodgers wants to have a power play, then he's going to say, you know what? Trade me. I'm not playing here. I don't want to play here anymore. Yeah, Paulie.
One thing about when Manning went out to the Broncos, they had the number two defense in the league when he joined the team.
Yeah.
They had a terrible offense because they had Tebow, and then he rose it up. Right now, the Broncos have the 25th ranked defense in the league.
Yeah.
Rodgers isn't going to a team that's built to win.
And there are certain teams last night where I liken it to playing blackjack, where there's certain numbers that you just stick or certain numbers that you hit. And I looked at the Raiders and I thought, I don't know what the Raiders are doing, because the Raiders have gotten squirrely with some of their draft picks. Now, I think they took a guy at 17, and my source said this last night. He said the Raiders just made the worst first round pick. Alex Leatherwood out of Alabama. Now, he might be really good, but I think by all accounts, he's a second-round draft pick. And I'm guessing you could have traded out of that and still gotten your guy. The Jags taking Travis Etienne. It sounds good. You can sell tickets. You reunite him with Trevor Lawrence, but I'm told he's a third-down back. I don't want to take him if he's a third down back that high as a first round draft pick. The Steelers with Najee Harris, I like him, but I'm not taking a running back that high. And it feels like if you didn't get Najee Harris, you could have gotten another running back in the second or third round. It's just initial thoughts here. And maybe these draft picks turn out to be great, but when you have to do the math here of who am I taking, when am I taking them, and could I have gotten them a little bit later on? Was it a reach? And I don't know the result. I just know the strategy should be, can I get that guy later? And I think that that's where you had some teams that they reached, and you kept going, did you need to go that high to get this guy? Yeah, Paulie.
But do you go the opposite way strategy and look at, like, the L.A. Chargers? They have a young quarterback under contract. They go to and get a really good offensive lineman. Nothing, you know, not going to make a lot of headlines. The New York Jets now have a young quarterback. They use their other pick to get an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Strategy-wise.
Yeah. I like that. I like what the Chargers did. I thought the Bengals should have gone with Penei Sewell, because I want to protect, I got to protect my quarterback. Joe Burrow's awesome when he's standing up. Not so awesome when he's on the ground. Ja'Marr Chase is wonderful. He better get open in about 1.2 seconds. I want to have linemen. You know, Detroit was thrilled. I don't think there was any draft room more excited than the Lions last night drafting a tackle in Penei Sewell. They're like pushing each other around, and it's, you know, it's like a fraternity.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. We got our
breakdown.
What's the coach's name?
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, break down.
Yeah, Man Campbell, as I call him. Yes, Paul.
I got one from McLovin I've been sitting on all morning.
Do you want to wait here? I'll take a break?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Once again, we got pies coming up. We'll settle on a poll question. Chris Sims is going to join us on the program here in a moment. He had some interesting things to say about Aaron Rodgers. Let me see. Anything else that I need to mention on this program? It's brought to you by Simply Safe. Award-winning security systems that keep your family safe. And they offer a team of highly trained security experts for when you need them the most. You can go to simplysafedan.com today, customize your system, and then get a free security camera. It's coming up on 19 after the hour. This would happen to be the Dan Patrick Show. Talked to my brother over the weekend. He said that, hey, my son turning 40. I said, oh, great. I said, what's he want? He goes, he wants a Traeger. I said, well, awesome. He goes, and I said, well, here's the website. Like, I thought he was hitting me up like, hey, you're friends with Traeger. I go,
I think
yeah.
He was.
Yeah. Do you need to know how to spell it? Like, it's T-R-A-E-G-E-R if you want to go to the website and make sure you order him a Traeger grill. So that's what he wanted. He wanted a Traeger grill, and my brother, I think, is ordering a Traeger grill. There's no surprise because he wants a Traeger grill.
Yes. Zach Wilson, big Traeger guy.
I saw that. Zach Wilson, Traeger grill guy.
How about that?
Yeah, Paul.
I think he's about 5 years away from a shaving deal, if you know what I mean.
Mm. There's Wi-Fi or technology with the Traeger grill. There's so many things to talk about here. You know that we talk about it. In fact, we got the Traegers fired up this morning with the Meat Friday. I think we got ribs there. Tyler's done a wonderful job with the McRib. We created our own McRib there. That'll be coming off the grill a little bit later on. Learn more, TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll check in with Chris Sims here in a moment. Paulie, you have a question for McLovin.
McLovin, I want to talk to Eagles fan McLovin. When the Eagles were at 12 and they traded up to 10 and they were on the clock, would you have preferred them to take Devontae Smith, the wide receiver, or Justin Fields, the quarterback?
So my phone was blowing up and everyone's thrilled about Devontae Smith, and I'm going to go into that camp. But if Justin Fields is a Pro Bowler at Chicago, then this is Howie Roseman's first paragraph as he passed on Justin Fields.
That's Howie Roseman, the GM of the Eagles.
But, Dan, well, I'm curious, too. I was wondering what Dan thought about Devontae Smith. I know you liked him. Waddle or Smith?
Waddle was what I was hearing. Everything my source said that, you know, about these players. Now, he thought Surtain would be the first defensive player off the board. Micah Parsons going to Dallas. He said from the beginning that Ja'Marr Chase was the best receiver coming out of college. He thought Waddle was going to be more highly rated than Devontae Smith. So if Waddle didn't get hurt, who knows? He might have gone before Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know. Maybe he would have won the Heisman. But Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and the former NFL quarterback. Give me the strategy last night you did not like.
Well, the strategy I did not like. Well, I think the 49ers pick at number 3 is probably the strategy I did not like. Okay, that'd be the first one.
Okay,
that just
but
jumps
let
to
me
my
start.
Mind.
Let me start there because you're friends with Kyle Shanahan, right?
Right, right.
You've known him for 20 years.
20 years.
Okay.
Right.
And I thought you kept saying Mac Jones, and
sure.
Okay, there has to be some kind of contact between you two. And then I realized that maybe you don't have a strong friendship with Kyle Shanahan anymore. I think that's really what it is. But they spent a lot to go up and get Trey Lance. And was Mac Jones a smokescreen all along?
I mean, listen, I don't know that. I don't know. And again, I talk to my buddy Kyle Shanahan. We talk about a lot of football. As I've always explained to people, we don't get into the specifics of their football team. They don't. I don't. So I don't know. Now, I could just say this. Like, I had conversations after the college year was over and everything like that. I know he viewed Mac Jones as a very big-time prospect, for sure. But, no, I was going off of what I thought I knew of my friend and the kind of quarterback he likes. He's always waxed poetically about Drew Brees and Matt Ryan and those type of quarterbacks, to where I thought, all right, Mac Jones is Drew Brees to me coming out, and I thought that's where he would go. So maybe we're not as good of friends as I thought, or maybe I don't know him as well as I did. But no, I don't know if I ever would have traded up. I've said that from the start. I would have never traded up to 3 in this draft anyways, once I knew I wasn't going to get Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson. And I think that the number 3 pick in Trey Lance is very, very risky.
All right, if I said you could have Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance.
I'm taking Mac Jones. I'm definitely.
Did the Patriots get a steal?
Yes, I think so. I mean, you saw how Bill acted. I mean, they were on the clock for what, 7 seconds, and they turned the clock, they turned it in? So they obviously, you know, thought that he is a guy that really knows how to play the position and play it the way they want to. And really, again, in my heart of hearts, that's where, you know, I got to see it to believe it or hear something. I really still think the 49ers traded up for Mac Jones originally. And somewhere in that process, it got changed. You know, I think a lot of people in the NFL thought the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots were hot on Mac Jones. And I think that's why Shanahan moved up. I don't know that, but that's what I do believe in my heart of hearts. And as you could tell, I've been wrong on that before anyways.
The strategy you liked last night.
How could you not love the New York Giants and what they did, right? I think that's one, you know, Dave Gettleman, he gets a lot of crap. I'm a Giants fan. But once you see, okay, Devontae Smith, who it sounds like they really had their eye on, he's gone, to trade down and get a first-round pick for next year and then also get a guy who's a Tyreek Hill type of weapon in Kadarius Toney. So they kind of get a guy that they needed or wanted anyways, and yet they get a first-round pick out of it. It's hard for me not to like that move by the New York Giants.
Jimmy Garoppolo's future in San Francisco is what?
Over. They can say what they want, but like, so here's the other thing. I don't know if this is where it's dicey with that pick, right? And I don't love the strategy. Well, Trey Lance, you've heard me say, I don't love his throwing motion. I don't think he's the most natural thrower in the draft by any stretch of the imagination. I think his running is good, but I think it's overrated. Again, it's against one double A people. It's not Lamar Jackson we're talking about. All right. So that's where I question it. He's never run a two-minute drill in his college career. He's never really had a game where he had a, like, the pressure was on you to perform at a high level for them to win the game. And he didn't play football last year. You can't sit him out again another year behind Jimmy Garoppolo. At some point, the guy's got to play and throw footballs if you want to get him better at it. So I think ultimately they could say what they want, but Jimmy G, I would think, is on the trade block as soon as they feel like, okay, Trey Lance, he's comfortable here. He knows our offense, and that's maybe when you hear that talk.
But do you think the Niners start the season with Jimmy Garoppolo?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I think to me there you're getting into risky territory once again. They got a good football team. You know, oh, so when are they going to make the change? After they're 9-2? Or maybe in the playoffs? And like, what if they go to the NFC Championship game and they're like a 13-3 team? And now you got Jimmy Garoppolo as your starter all year. You traded all those picks to what? What are you going to do with Trey Lance now? So that's where I think you got to play him. He needs it. And the beauty of the pick, at least to say this, because I know I've said more negative than positive here, Shanahan is a genius in the run scheme. And now to have a quarterback like this go along with it, that's where I think there is beauty to the pick and could be really, really intriguing going forward.
Yeah, it gives him sort of that Lamar Jackson option. He's not right. Lamar Jackson, but it does open things up a little bit more. The Bengals at 5, I thought the smart move was getting a tackle to protect your quarterback instead of a wide receiver for your quarterback, because your quarterback is not useful if he's on his back.
It's a tough one. Yeah.
I think Chase is wonderful,
right?
But I still have to protect my quarterback. And the Kansas City Chiefs realize, as great as Mahomes is, if we don't protect him, then you know he becomes mortal.
Yeah, right. No, it was a tough decision for my money. I mean, Sewell is a special tackle. You're right. They haven't been good up front. They haven't opened up holes for Joe Mixon. They play in the AFC North. That's got studs galore coming off the edge. So it makes sense. But I also understand the pick. Like you said, Chase is special. I mean, he was the best college wide receiver 2 years ago. Mm. Now, it's hard for me to think with the kind of athlete and specimen he is that he wouldn't have still had that title if he had played this past year. So I think from that standpoint, there's a special connection with your quarterback. And, you know, they're going the version of like, hey, we're going to get Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and receivers first, and then they're going to try to fill in the offensive line, to your point. And there should be some really good ones there for them to take advantage of at the top of the second, even in the top of the third. The offensive line is a pretty deep position in this draft.
Did the Bears get a steal?
I don't know if they got a steal. I mean, it's got the potential to be a steal. You know, Fields is dicey for me. I know I'm in the minority with that. I think I've told you a little bit. I have a little issue with how he does throw the ball. I think there's a little hitch in his giddy up. There's some mechanical things that really concern me that I'm not sold you can definitely fix. But his arm is powerful and his running is special. There's no doubt he was the best running quarterback in this draft. He's Cam Newton, except I would say he's quicker than Cam Newton coming out of college and that stuff. So that's where, of course, they can maybe buy them some time, and you can use that aspect as he continues to get polished and better with some of the throwing aspects of his game.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. What do you do if you're the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, the writing's on the wall, don't you think? I mean,
But who wrote it?
They did. When they chucked Jordan Love, they wrote it on the wall. Now they're trying to, like, you know, cross it out with like some pencils and like be like, no, we didn't do it. It's not really real. And like, they're trying to cover up for it. But for me, that's where it starts, you know, and I think Rodgers will be back this year, but I think this is what I've been saying for the last 2 weeks. I think this is it, though. I don't think you'll ever see him in Green Bay after this season. There's issues there, and I do think the Broncos would be the team.
Why not just trade him now?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. You know, one, because the guy they drafted in the first round is not ready yet, so that's the first problem. And then two, he's still definitely one of the three best players in football, and Aaron Rodgers. And their team is good. So they're going to try to exhaust all options to try to save that, because they are in a Super Bowl window. But they've, you know, they've blown it a lot by not really supporting the guy to take advantage of that window opportunity.
I have no information on this, but I got the feeling, here's my theory, that Rodgers said to the Packers yesterday, hey, you jacked up my draft last year by taking Jordan Love. Didn't even give me a heads up. Now I'm going to jack up your draft day here, and now the game is on.
I mean, I don't like put that past him a little bit. You know, I think the jumping off point, of course, was the 49ers calling Green Bay and taking one more shot and seeing if that can happen. You know, there's no doubt. So I do think for the first time in his career, public perception is on his side a little bit here. Just because I think everybody recognizes how good he is. He's never really had those game-changing difference makers around him. The pressure's always been on him. And the Packers made this bet. So it's really just to be like, how serious is he going to go all in on this and really try to force Green Bay's hand? Is he willing to kind of put himself out there is going to be the big question for me.
Okay, where could you see him land?
Like the Broncos are the team, like I said, that I think make a lot of sense. You know, I had heard that they were kind of hot on him for maybe the idea of being the quarterback in 2022 before this whole conversation started anyways. And, you know, a lot like when Peyton Manning went to Denver, there's a lot of things here that are similar. Like, whoa, there's sneaky talent at that wide receiver position. They got studs there. They got a stud tight end. They've got their offensive line in order finally. And their defense with Vic Fangio and Von Miller and Chubb and, you know, now Patrick Surtain and Kyle Fuller and Ronald Darby. I mean, they're one of those teams that I do think could jump onto the scene this year if they get the right quarterback play where we go, whoa, they're more of a contender than I expected.
Give me the quarterback who will be taken tonight that will eventually be a starter.
I think that's Kellen Mond. I've always have thought Kellen Mond had the ability to be a first-round quarterback. He's got everything you want. He's been playing pro football at Texas A&M the last few years, and what I mean that is playing in the pocket with pressure around him and having to throw into extremely tight windows and make high-level throws. He passes it with great grades all the time. Explosive arm, really good athlete, unbelievable technique. If he would just be a little bit more loose and play backyard football, Dan, he would have been a first-round pick. I mean, I don't doubt that, but
wait,
I think he's the first quarterback.
Explain that. What do you mean?
Like, He's a little robotic in the pocket. Okay. You know, Jimbo Fisher is very much like, no, you stand in the pocket and go 1, 2, 3. And there's plays where you watch and you go, wait, 1 and 2 aren't open and the pocket's kind of collapsing. You're too fast and athletic. Get out. Buy some time. You know, be a Zach Wilson or a Trevor Lawrence and get out and now try to find a throw down the field that way. That's like an area he needs to get better at. But that's one that doesn't concern me a whole lot. That's an easier fix to me than fixing Justin Fields' mechanical issues and things like that.
Give us some other names to keep an eye on tonight.
Well, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I loved
watching him. I saw a few games with him, and I thought he was an impactful player. I just don't know at that position. That's why he didn't get drafted in the first round.
I think so. Dan, I think your logic is right. I think he's kind of one of those hybrid guys where everybody's like, man, we like him, but is he going to be a safety or a linebacker? What exactly is he going to do? And I think that scares people. I think people are scared of that kind of formula. I think they've gotten back to like we don't love the Isaiah Simmons things all that much. We'd rather just get a guy that we know is really good at this one spot. But I think you look at him, De'Ami Brown from North Carolina to watch out for. I said Mond, Elijah Moore, the wide receiver from Ole Miss. Terrace Marshall Jr., the wide receiver for LSU. I think you see him go off here pretty good. Azeez Ojulari, the edge guy from Georgia. I think those are the few of the names that jump out to me that you see go off in the top 15, 20 picks of this round, Dan.
Well, thank you, bud. We'll be following you on Twitter. Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. See you, man.
We'll take a break. Phone calls coming up and our play of the day. We'll settle on our poll question as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today and good luck. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, You're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Left, I got it!
Check this out.
Rockets trying to get the lead back. Here's Porter. Rocket to Credo Lopez. Step back. Shoots for three. God! 41 for Kevin Porter Jr. His first 40-point game as an NBA player.
Yes, even more Rush. All Rush, all the time. Paulie won his bet with Mac Jones falling out of the top 10. Yes, Paul?
They had the Kings of Leon. How about throwing Rush in there in like the late 80s to play the draft? That would have been great.
Kevin Porter Jr. III had 50 points. Youngest player in NBA history, he's 20, to have 50 and 10 assists. He had not scored more than 30 points in any previous game in his career. I remember his father. I remember that basically the Cleveland Cavaliers said, "We don't want you anymore," and sent him to Houston, the Rockets radio network. Yes, Sean?
Probably some of the worst timing you could ever have to put up 50 in a night, though, huh?
Oh, there was other sports going on last night? Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe isn't just award-winning security that keeps your family safe. They offer a highly trained security expert team for when you need them the most. Go to simplysafedan.com, customize your system, get a free security camera. Did we settle on a poll question, McLovin?
Yeah, I put up, what was the most surprising headline from yesterday? Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play for the Packers, Tim Tebow works out for the Jags, the Bears trade up for Justin Fields, or the 49ers take Trey Lance. And it was actually Aaron Rodgers has a slight lead over the Justin Fields trade.
Last night was the first time since 2016, which is not that long ago, that you had quarterbacks who went 1-2 in the draft. It was the first time since 1999 that you had 1-2-3, Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, and Achilles Smith. So Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Another quarterback to keep an eye on tonight, if he's selected tonight, is Davis Mills out of Stanford, because he didn't play last year, but he is highly thought of, and he could be somebody that in the next couple of years you see as a starting quarterback in the NFL, from what I'm told. Davis Mills out of Stanford, but didn't play last year because of the Pac-12. Yes, Paul?
One of the teams we didn't mention, were you guys a little surprised at 8 that the Carolina Panthers didn't go with the quarterback? They went with the first defensive player, J.C. Horn.
Well, once again, they didn't go with a quarterback. Did they have a quarterback they loved? And that's what it always comes down to. It's the team that takes a quarterback because they feel like they need to take a quarterback instead of their quarterback. You know, New England got their quarterback. Felt like the Bears got their quarterback. Maybe Carolina looked at those two and just said, they're not significant upgrades over Sam Darnold. If you did find your quarterback, now's the time to do that with a Carolina team that's rebuilding, and you'd be able to get that rookie contract in there. They haven't picked up Sam Darnold's fifth-year option. Sam's going to cost them a lot of money, and it's going to be based off 1 year. Now, do you franchise tag him? Are you going to be in this position again? You got an offensive-minded head coach. You got a very aggressive owner, and that's what I thought that they were going to go in on Mac Jones. Thought that they were going to. But, you know, if you get the right person for your team, you're going to take a defensive back. Okay, it's not sexy, not a sexy pick, but it could be a smart pick for you. But it comes back to, what are your grades? Don't go crazy. Don't reach. Don't, you know, do something that's out of your character here. And if Carolina said, this is what we need, this is where we're going, then go get it. And then you got 1 year of Sam Darnold, and you might be in this position again. Nate in Oklahoma joins us, leads us off this morning. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I wanted to answer McClellan's poll question real quick. I think you got to go with Tebow. I mean, when is this guy going to go away? He's not Deion Sanders. But anyway, so the draft last night, a lot of fun. I love that they took Trey Lance. Alex Leatherwood's family definitely wins family draft reaction of the night.
Yep.
But the Titans, Caleb Farley, I think it's a great pick. But it'll be a success no matter what, as long as he plays five downs next season, and he's also on the team the following year. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you, Nate. Yeah, you know, Caleb Farley had COVID. He's had back surgeries, you know, procedures. And, you know, maybe you got a steal there. Maybe. But then maybe you got somebody who's not going to be able to play long term. Let me go back to Tim Tebow, because Tim Tebow helped make Urban Meyer. He did. Urban Meyer is at least obligated to give Tim Tebow a chance. Now, I think that Urban Meyer has to say to Tim, I want my people to assess you. I got to get my personal feelings out of the way. This is a business decision. This isn't a favor. How many times did Tim Tebow come on this show and I said to him, did you ever consider being a tight end or an H-back? And he said, no, I didn't. I wanted to play quarterback. Eric Crouch, Heisman Trophy winner, never considered being a kick returner or a wide receiver. He wanted to be a quarterback. But Antoine Randle-L, who didn't win a Heisman, but understood, if I'm going to play in the NFL, how do I play in the NFL? You're going to be a wide receiver. Logan Thomas was the starting quarterback at Virginia Tech. He's a tight end. Tight end in the NFL. Can Tim Tebow do this? I don't know. And it might be too late. But I would, if I'm Urban Meyer, say, Tim, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to have somebody else assess if you can play tight end in the NFL. And therefore, you take out the, I'm indebted to you, I want you on the roster. Because this isn't about selling tickets. You got to win games. You already got your quarterback. Tim Tebow is wonderful to have, and maybe he's somebody who is eventually on your staff. But I think Urban's got to make a business decision here, and I think it's pretty tough with Tim in town. Yeah, McLovin.
Man, he's not Taysom Hill, but Taysom Hill's fast, right?
Yeah.
That's what I worry about Tim Tebow. Is he fast enough at 33?
No. I mean, maybe 10 years ago, but certainly not now. Jeff in Detroit. Jeff, welcome to the program.
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Happy New Friday. I haven't been able to say that in a while. We're broken up here in Detroit, Michigan about the Aaron Rodgers situation, so much so that we're willing to move him wherever he wants to go, long as it's the hell about the NFC North. Honestly, I feel like the Detroit Lions did a wonderful job with Sewell. I'm just wondering if we left something on the table, because I don't want to see Justin twice a year. But, I mean, time will tell.
Don't worry about anybody else. Worry about your own team. Thank you, Jeff. I mean, the Lions celebrated more so than any other team last night, and they drafted an offensive lineman. All right. Could be a great pick. Could be a pick that's around for 10 years. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.